Welcome to the Payment Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack, and today's episode was recorded at the Money 2020 event in 2019. Now, during this episode, we're going to be talking about the latest B2B trends. So to help me with this episode, I have Vijay Ramanathan, who is the president of MineralTree. So without any further delay, let's start the show.
So Vijay, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. To start things off, you know, can you tell us about the latest trends in B2B payments?
Ryan, thanks for the question. As you know, B2B payments has been evolving over the last few years, and we see emerging trends rapidly taking shape. The first one that I want to highlight is the emergence of cloud and applications moving to the cloud, and as a result, API-based integrations for systems to communicate with each other is becoming a lot easier. So that's one of the key aspects that's driving transformation in the B2B payments. Faster and real-time payments are evolving pretty rapidly as well, with both the public sector as well as the private sector actively playing a role in that. Globally, this has taken off and has received massive traction and adoption. In the United States, it's happening as well. So that's another trend that we see and stay close to. Paper, as you know, has been a predominant part of B2B interactions, especially on the accounts payable side and on the payment side. And we see the predominance of paper slowly but surely shrinking, and that's happening on two fronts. One is with invoices and documents such as purchase orders, invoices, receipts, taking on more of a digital form. And more importantly, on the payment side, the number of checks that are being issued by businesses, especially mid-size and large-size entities, are coming down. So I would say those are some of the key trends that we're staying close to and we see emerging and shaping the B2B payments landscape.
Oh, fantastic. And you know, I'm glad that you brought up the declining use of checks, and we'll get to that in a little bit later in this interview here. But earlier in your response, you brought up accounts payable. So I'm curious to get your take in terms of how do both banks and commercial customers benefit from B2B payments, and particularly around accounts payable automation?
Yeah, so from a bank standpoint, banks are driven fundamentally, as we all know, right, by collecting deposits and lending money, and are critical engines of economic growth for any country. One of the areas where AP automation can play a significant role is in growing those deposits, because customers or end businesses park their money with the banks and then use those funds to disperse payments to their vendors, suppliers, employees, and so on. So it can be a significant lever for banks to drive deposit growth. The second aspect is growing fee income, especially in a depressed interest rate environment. Fee income becomes that much more important for banks to generate, and AP automation solutions create that in volumes. The third and the last piece I would emphasize, but this is, I think, one of the most important aspects or criteria for banks in driving greater AP automation adoption within their customers, is the wallet share they can drive through such a solution. A lot of bank solutions today are, one, siloed and fractional, and on the other hand, also tend to be relatively commoditized, right? So by providing end-to-end and robust AP automation solution, they create a level of stickiness with their customers and also fulfill their promise of being strategic advisors to their customers, where they're bringing more value than the individual transaction itself. Now, on the business front, AP automation is a back office function, right? No business is set up to say, hey, I'm going to wake up every single morning and make my AP department better. They're all set up with a particular mission in mind to deliver a particular product, a service, some level of improvement, and driving revenue growth for themselves. So organizations can use AP automation, in essence, to create better leverage in their back office, create leaner operations through automation in their accounts payable department, and repurposing their employees to focus on more strategic, revenue-generating, and mission-driven activities. In the process, they can also cut down costs, drive better control and security, eliminate fraud, and drive faster payments and maximize their discounts and just drive overall value for their enterprise.
Wonderful. Now, I'm glad that you brought up the strategic part of it here. And I'd like to put a little bit finer of a scope on that if we could. So how does AP automation fit into both banks and businesses' strategic planning for the year 2020?
Once again, I'll start with the banks, right? As we're all hearing, we may be coming up through a phase of economic uncertainty, right? We also have, like I said previously, a relatively low interest rate regime at this point, which basically means banks have to drive revenue from other sources. Fee income is one very, very important source. Treasury management more broadly becomes a big area of focus, and therefore for banks, this becomes a great fit. From an economic uncertainty standpoint, the other thing that drives businesses is when the revenues are growing, most businesses tend to focus on driving that revenue growth. So in times of prosperity, most businesses focused on driving the revenue growth and focus less on their back office. But when the economy shifts towards a downturn, it is a perfect time to drive better efficiencies in the back office and create more resources to focus on the revenue generation and closing the gap on the growth front. So both from an business perspective and from a bank's perspective, the economic volatility actually is balanced really well through a solution or through a focus on AP automation solutions. For the businesses, in addition to that, creates obviously leaner operations. And with lower unemployment, it is hard for most organizations to find quality talent on a consistent basis. So to replace that shortfall through automation is also a great fit.
Excellent. Now, as a bank that's looking to offer an AP automation solution, you know, why do you think that they should be taking a look at middle market businesses as a key target?
That's a great question. One, I think it's a massive addressable market. That's one. Two is most organizations, banks included, have focused their solutions on the opposite ends of the spectrum, either on small businesses, which tend to have pretty robust capabilities and solutions that are catered specifically for their segment, and then on the upper end of the enterprise segment, where, again, a lot of organizations, whether banks or software providers, have created pretty robust capabilities. Plus, larger organizations also tend to have more resources and therefore may have their own homegrown solutions on this front as well. The mid-market largely has been neglected, right? There are a couple of attributes that make mid-market really attractive. One is their scale of operations is large enough where there's enough complexity and challenges and friction within their process that automation is a great tool to drive value. Secondly, to my earlier point, the fact that the industry as a whole hasn't presented the mid-market segment with customized options, options that are fit for purpose for the needs of that particular segment, makes it attractive. And a solution such as ours makes it very viable for mid-market solutions to solve this problem, drive more automation, and scale as they're continuing to grow their revenue.
No, certainly very interesting there. Now, for my last question, let's bring up the point that you made earlier on in this interview here about the declining use of checks. Now, obviously, it is declining amongst businesses, but there are still some corporations that are clinging on to check payments. Why do you think that is?
You know, Ryan, I get this question a lot, and I also get the question on, you know, who we compete with more often. And I say, more often than not, we're competing against inertia. So I'd say the lack of a dramatic shift away from check payments is predominantly due to the fear of change. Now, like you said, checks are declining, but they're still very popular. First and foremost, because most organizations, especially larger organizations, have built their processes around checks. Two, big amounts of infrastructure spend has happened through ERP systems and back-end processes that have been created fundamentally, again, to receive checks and to pay by checks. So unless solutions for automation and electronic payments come through where it's not requiring significant levels of investment from customers or from businesses, it's going to be hard to penetrate. I think that shift is slowly but surely happening where a lot of the solutions, especially virtual card as an example, doesn't require significant investment to drive movement to electronic payments, and therefore is leading the efforts to move away from checks. Faster payments, same-day ACH, some of these capabilities will also enhance that movement. But I'd say inertia is the primary driver, but I think the world's changing with better tools that don't require significant upfront investment from business.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Vijay, for taking the time for today, for speaking to me about reaching commercial banking customers with AP automation, and I hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Thank you, Ryan. I enjoyed this conversation as well. Thanks for your time and for your listeners' time.